violin, viola, cello, and double bass.
And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Andrea Conk, who's a philosophy professor here at UL Lafayette, and the director of user engagement at Dupré Library, Tiffany Ellis. She is the first person to fill that position, and it's a pretty unique position, and we're really glad you're here because there's
Thank
so
you.
Much at Dupré Library that we can use. The two of you are here to talk about Constitution Day at UL, which will take place Monday, September 17th, this coming Monday, and it will take place, the first part of it, in Dupré Library.
Yes, ma'am.
Some people who are listening may remember driving on St. Mary and seeing people out in the little plaza just off of St. Mary reading the Constitution, but you all have moved it inside, and the vagaries of the weather in South Louisiana probably warrant that move. So I think a lot of people will be happy that it is in the library. So let's talk about, why are we celebrating Constitution Day? Is that a national day? Is it something UL thought about?
No, it is a national day. When we commemorate Constitution Day, we are, of course, celebrating the signing and the ratification of the United States Constitution, which happened on September 17th. We're celebrating it on the day this year, in 1787. So delegates to the Constitutional Convention met in what is now called Independence Hall in Philadelphia to sign that important document. But since 2004, all educational institutions in the United States that receive federal funding are required. We are, of course, happy to do it, but it is also something that is celebrated by every institution in the U.S.
So you're required to give some kind of nod, but they don't tell you exactly how to celebrate that. So each university does it in their own unique way.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about how we're going to celebrate it here on the UL campus. How long have we been having Constitution Day in this form here at UL since it began to be required?
I think at least since 2004, perhaps before that.
Okay. Well, let's go through the day. Everybody will be invited to attend if they like. It's, of course, for students, faculty, and staff on campus.
Yes.
But the general public may also attend.
Exactly. Just like the library is open to the public, Constitution Day events will be open to the public as well. At 11 o'clock, we'll have a naturalization ceremony. So that means we're going to have several naturalization candidates who are going to come so that they can become citizens. And then after that, we'll actually have a reading of the Constitution. And you can come up and just read a part. You can listen, do whatever you have to do. You can be a part of the event or just watch from the sidelines, whatever you feel comfortable with.
And I'm going to say there are probably still quite a number of people in the community, alums and just general public, who have still not seen the renovated Dupré Library. And this will be taking place in what you all call
the grand hallway. Correct.
Which is a gorgeous open space.
Exactly.
In Dupré.
And it actually is where we have our portraits of the presidents of the university are there. That's where we have all our displays and exhibitions there. And as you can see on the flyer, that people will see that is actually down by Jasmine's Cafe.
That's right. And you have a cafe in
the
library.
We have a cafe in the library as well.
Something when I was an undergraduate we could only long for. I don't think we even knew that was a possibility. But you do have a cafe that students, faculty, and staff use. You also have a portrait, I believe, of Miss Dupré.
We do, actually, by the front doors of Edith Garland Dupré as well as Christiana Smith. We have their portraits right by the front door.
Mm-hmm. And a beautiful mural that was moved, I think, from Tulane.
From Tulane. Mm-hmm. It actually started in a medical supply company, and then somehow it got transitioned to Tulane, and then we acquired it, restored it, and it's up in the library behind the reference desk.
I guess I'm just kind of throwing these things out here because there's so many reasons to want to visit Dupré Library.
Exactly.
And I think that's a really nice thing that you're having Constitution Day there because there are lots of things people can appreciate while they're there for Constitution
Day. Right. We have a government documents collection that can go along, with the Constitution Day thing. Mm-hmm. We have our reference books. We have textbooks, all type of information that you can use.
It's an incredible library and has been for a long time. So 11 o'clock, all are invited to the naturalization ceremony. And what happens at that point? What happens during a naturalization ceremony? What will people see?
There are this year, this is only the second year that we've done it, and this year there are about 12 candidates, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So there aren't very many opportunities, places for individuals to become naturalized. I think Shreveport and New Orleans are the only two other places. Maybe incorrect about that, but this is another opportunity for people to become naturalized. And it's interesting because before 2004, Constitution Day was called Citizenship Day. We don't think of it, but I was just telling Tiffany when we were sitting outside that having a naturalization ceremony on the day is a great way to celebrate the fact that when that Constitution, when the U.S. Constitution was ratified, it made everyone a U.S. citizen on the same day.
Wow. We weren't citizens before.
That's right.
That's pretty amazing. So what a beautiful symbolic day to have a naturalization ceremony.
Right.
And we can observe it and participate in that.
Yeah. They'll take an oath of allegiance, the participants. There will be a federal judge magistrate there to look over the proceedings. It's all very official.
Right. They'll get the welcome packet to have constitutions. Mm-hmm. They'll get little mini flags, everything that will make them feel like they are part of America now.
Yeah. And just full of that emotional weight. You know, I think we've all seen like images or little videos of that moment, you know, when people become
citizens. They'll have their family there, they can celebrate, you know, and worship and, you know, do whatever they have to do in this time to make them feel like they are finally citizens and we are here for them.
Well, what a lovely thing that UL Lafayette allows us to be a part of that ceremony. So that will be at 11 o'clock. And after that, Dr. Jason Malloy will sort of give the introductory remarks for Constitution Day. He is a Constitution specialist, I believe. That is his field.
He is. He's in the political science department here, and that is indeed his specialty. That's where a lot of his research is.
Right. And it's fascinating to hear him talk because he not only knows about, well, we think, like the American Constitution, the U.S. Constitution is the only constitution, but every state has a constitution. All countries have constitutions. And he studies all of those and knows a lot about all of them. So he has a really nice perspective on that. So he will give the introductory remarks. Does he have a special theme or he will just be welcoming people there?
I believe he's just welcoming people and describing what the Constitution means, what its significance is. All of those things.
And then after that, people will read the Constitution from beginning to end through the articles, the amendments, the whole thing. I was a part of that one year and listened to everybody, and I was astonished. I mean, you know, maybe we've read through it quickly or in a civics class, we've read a few articles, but to actually sit there and hear the weight of the words coming from real people speaking them was amazing. It was a great experience. So will you have scheduled readers in addition to encouraging people to just come up?
Exactly. It would be scheduled readers. And then again, you can walk up and, you know, sign up to read a different part if you want to, because we broke it down into several different parts that everybody can get a chance to read.
Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, the whole thing is very interesting, but hearing the amendments one after the other, and to hear how weighty some of them are, and then to hear how very particular some of them are about very particular subjects that we at some point went, oh, I guess we better address that issue.
That's what amendments are for.
That's right. But it was, I had not heard all of them spoken and had not understood what has gotten addressed in the amendments.
Right.
Sometimes I think we think it's just that Bill of Rights, you know, the first
thing. That's true, right. It's a lot more to it than that.
Right. So that will start at around 11:45. Again, everyone is invited, everyone on campus and people in the community, and you will have an opportunity, if you like, to step up and read a part of the Constitution. Or, as you said, Tiffany, just listen, just enjoy it and let the weight of this important document just fill you. So that will go on all in the grand hallway of Dupre Library, the naturalization ceremony, the opening remarks, and the reading of the Constitution. So no matter the weather, it will still go on in the grand hallway.
Yes.
Now, you did mention that the Jasmine's Cafe is there, so people can enjoy the coffee
there. The treats, the snacks.
And in addition to all of this going on, the League of Women Voters will be there.
Right.
They're going to have a table set up.
They
and
will.
And what are they going to be doing?
They're actually going to be doing voter registration, especially for the candidates who will, at that point will actually be citizens. So they will be able to register. And then anyone else who is there is welcome to register as well.
If it's something you haven't done yet,
you need to do it.
You know, and, you know, we've just talked about being on a college campus. You realize how many young people just somehow haven't gotten around to doing that. And so this is a great opportunity for students on campus.
Right.
So any parents or friends listening, if you have a child here on campus who hasn't registered to vote, they can do that on Monday. The League of Women Voters will have a table set up in Dupre Library.
Yes, it's one of the best things about living in a democracy, and we want to really celebrate that on Constitution Day, that everyone who is a citizen, like those who will become citizens and everyone who is of a certain age, can vote and can have their voice heard in government, which
right.
is not something that happens everywhere in the world.
And someday it may happen virtually, but still today you actually have to register.
That's right,
and you
yes.
have to go someplace, unless, of course, you're doing it by mail and you're overseas or something. So you can't do it virtually in that way yet, you know, click like and you voted. So you have to actually register and you have to actually go someplace and vote. And that's an important thing. It somehow, I guess, adds weight to it as well. You know,
that's
it's
right.
not a thoughtless thing. It's something we
right.
think about and understand. Now, just for those people who really aren't quite sure what the League of Women Voters does, what does the League do? Why do they – I've heard they're a nonpartisan group. And
they are nonpartisan, mm-hmm. And I believe they do – I'm not a member.
This is very important to them,
I wish that Kathleen was here.
Mm-hmm.
But voter registration is something that they do every year and as often as they can on campus.
Mm-hmm.
They're an organization that's really absolutely concerned, amongst other things, about getting people to vote and getting people to have their voices heard.
And I think, too, that they have all the information they need. They, of course, maintain a website, but they also, I believe, host forums where candidates on all sides will
yes.
gather.
Mm-hmm.
And so people can hear the candidates talk. And so they're very interested that you have the information that you need as well. A very, very valuable organization in our community.
Right. So disseminating that kind of knowledge as opposed to a particular opinion or taking sides.
Right. Offering us opportunities
right.
either to register to vote,
right.
To gather information. So that's been their mission.
Yeah, the importance of voting regardless who you're voting for.
Right. right. And even though it's still called the League of Women Voters, I know there are men involved as
there
well.
There are.
yeah,
okay. I know one in particular mm-hmm. who's a member.
Yep, I think Dr. Pearson Cross.
He is. That's who I was thinking of.
Right.
Exactly.
And I know there are others as well. So the League of Women Voters will be at UL in Dupre Library
yes.
during the celebration of Constitution Day.
Yes.
You can register to vote there. Young people, old people, people
anyone.
Who are just being naturalized, anyone who is over 18 and over.
That's right, 18 and over.
Can register to vote. So what a great one-stop shop you all have created for people to celebrate those people becoming citizens, to hear the Constitution in its fullness, and also to register for vote to vote. Now that will all take place in the morning, again, in Dupre Library, open to everyone. But you're going to have a panel discussion later on, after work. So some people who might not be able to attend this because of work obligations might be able to attend the panel discussion. What is that panel going to be about?
That's right. Every year there's a panel discussion that we get together that's meant to illuminate a hot button issue, something that's important to individuals currently. So this year it will be about immigration, asylum, and separation of families. It'll be a campus conversation about that. We've got an excellent moderator, Mr. Jesse Saloom, will be moderating, and then Dr. Elise Franklin from the History Department and Dr. Richard Frankel as well will be on hand to answer questions. We've also asked Anna Grand, who's an immigration lawyer for the Pecoraro Law Firm here in Lafayette, to attend, and then also the Cecil Picard Center for Child Development Research Director, Dr. Paula Zina, will be there as well to answer questions from the audience, but also to have an open discussion about what the face of immigration is today, what asylum means in 2018 and what's happening with separation of families and all of that that we hear about on the news.
Okay, again, a very full way of gathering information to attend this panel. That will take place in the Student Union, not the library.
That's correct.
That's in the Student Union and in the Vermilion Room. I think there are maps and ways you can
there are
places in the Student Union.
It's still new.
yes, it is. One question some of our community members may have is, where do I park for these events?
As a visitor, you can park in the Girard Park parking garage, which is located on Girard Park Circle, and that is basically the biggest visitor parking garage that we have on campus.
And you'll see that sign, won't you,
if you're on Girard Park Circle. It's literally right across the street from Girard Park.
Okay, very easy. It's easy to navigate, and the sidewalks are broad. There's lots of lighting.
Right, and then we will have people stationed at the parking garage and on the sidewalk so they can have directions on where to go, how to get to the library.
Okay, and is that the best place to park as well for the panel discussion?
Or yes.
Is there? Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That is the visitor parking garage on campus. If you are just tuning in, my guests are philosophy professor Andrea Conk here at UL Lafayette and the very first director of user engagement at Dupré Library, Tiffany Ellis. They're both here talking about UL's celebration of Constitution Day, which will be Monday, September 17th. That's just a few days from now. It takes place in Dupré Library in the morning, and then in the Student Union later on in the early evening. All of those events are open to the public, the general community, as well as our university community. So please feel free to attend, to celebrate the Constitution, to celebrate our country, and to register to vote. If you haven't done so, that will be available. Anything else we should know about what's going on that day? Or
I think everyone should just really feel free to attend.
Yes, it's
an amazing day. Last year, watching the naturalization ceremony was an awe-inspiring experience to see people becoming citizens for the first time. And I know that every year the reading of the Constitution elicits the same emotion from many people. And then the panel discussion will be interesting and informative. So we want to just welcome people on behalf of the Constitution Day Committee and all of UL Lafayette.
Yeah, anybody, schools, anybody can come.
All right. Is there a place on the UL website where they can find out information, maybe under the College of Liberal Arts, or where would be the best place to find this?
They actually have it on the university calendar.
Okay.
There is the flyer there, as well as all the events for that day will be on the university calendar.
Okay, so if you go to louisiana.edu, you can find information on Constitution Day. Just look for the calendar of events. Well, thank you both for your work for this event and helping us all become better citizens for knowing more about our government, our Constitution, and again, just sharing in this day that was once called Citizens Day, which is now Constitution Day. That's all here at UL Lafayette in Dupré Library, again, open to the public. Thank you both, Andrea Conk and Tiffany Ellis.
Thank you.